Proclamation number 3366, dated the December 13th, 1944. New School of Thought. Human work. It will be the object of those who no longer recognize God, due to their heartless way of life, to coerce people into a completely new school of thought. They reject the old belief and will try to replace it with new teachings. Their intention will be to confuse people's thought by seeking to disprove everything and, through objections, will awaken their doubts in order to introduce them to the new school of thought, to recruit them for it with guile and force. Because they do not shy away from achieving their aim by unfair means, they will rigorously proceed against people who remain faithful to their old belief and honor those who do so and promote the spreading of the new teaching. These teachings are the work of human beings. They incorporate neither wisdom nor love. The aim of these teachings is to desperitalize people, to make people get the wrong idea about the purpose of earthly life. They do not originate from the spiritual realm but deny all spiritual concepts and only accept worldly goals. And these teachings are offered to people in such a way that no one may evade their influence. The daily life will more or less depend on the acceptance of these teachings, so that people will have to make the serious decision to accept or reject them. This school of thought will find approval everywhere because it takes people's worldly attitude into account, which is the key factor for most people, because humanity is becoming increasingly materialistic and has completely turned away from the spiritual kingdom. They accept what they are given by people but do not recognize spiritual gifts as such. They laugh at or mock God's word and reject any truthful explanation. On the other hand, human structures and human ideas, which heartless people are trying to spread, meet the approval of most, and thus a school of thought will evolve which completely contradicts the pure truth. This is a school of thought which has nothing in common with Christ's teaching, since Christ's teaching of love will be frowned upon. Since love is not taught first and foremost, it will grow cold in wisdom, which is unthinkable without love, will also come to an end. People's thoughts will be ever more misguided. Fewer and fewer people will take refuge in God as the source of all wisdom, and it won't be possible, therefore, to give the pure truth to them anymore either. Nor will the truth be recognized any longer while error will assert itself, since humanity will no longer be able to distinguish truth from error due to its heartlessness. And thus it will allow itself to be encouraged and descend ever deeper into a state of ignorance. There will be spiritual darkness for humanity, and no one will want to see the light. And for this reason the adversary will have an easier time. The battle against faith will be carried out on all levels of society, since unkindness dominates everywhere and prevents people's perception. However, human work will not last. It will disintegrate, like everything that is not of God, after it has triggered an enormous chaos. Because these things do not survive for long and will therefore be eliminated by God Himself when the time for the end has come. Amen.